Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back inside Hurricane Hotline. Kind enough to join us here. You can catch him, of course, 6 to 10 a.m. right here on WQAM. He is the host of the Joe Rose Show.
With you.
Joe Rose is with us. Joe, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Anytime we're talking hurricanes, it's always fun. You know, I didn't go to school there, like a lot of us, but you've been down here for a long, long time, and it becomes your second home. And so the Canes been a big part of my family's life, and it's fun to talk about them and see what's going on right now in basketball with Jim Larrañaga and Mario Cristobal. Will get this thing turned around real quickly.
Well, let's start with Mario Cristobal, and obviously, Joe, they made some coaching changes here during the offseason, most notably trying to get that offense up to speed here. Tyler Van Dyke will return for another season here for Miami. What did you take away from the spring game as far as what you saw from the offense and maybe how they can be more explosive, score some more points this year?
They're continuing to look through the transfer portal to find the right wide receivers for this offense. But I will say this, the guys love that offense. And as soon as Woody, this offense needs to have some guys on the outside put together some big seasons, because what that will do in the transfer portal, and that'll bring five-star wide receivers from around the country down here that are going to want to play. But the one thing I noticed going to practice, they work on deep balls. They work on throwing the ball down the field more than any practice I've ever been to, outside of watching Dan Marino practices when I played with him and how much we used to throw it down the field in practice. It looks like that. So they're going to hit some big plays. It's going to take time. And they're going to figure out, by letting all these guys take off and run deep post patterns and takeoffs, who can do it and who can't. But the system is in place for a lot of big plays.
All right, and then let's talk about Tyler Van Dyke. Of course, he comes back here, Joe. There were rumors in the offseason that, you know, he might end up somewhere else. He stays at Miami, has an opportunity now to hopefully get back to where he was a couple of seasons ago, where he had all that hype around him, first-round pick, all that kind of good stuff. What do you need to see from him this season as far as, you know, maybe what he needs to improve on from last season?
There's a bunch of different things. A running game with that big offensive line, which will come together. I don't know how quickly it'll happen, but it's a big, talented offensive line. The second thing is, and the reason he really came back, is he saw the offense they're putting in, and he went, wow, this is more like what I was used to 2 years ago. He's going to have to make guys better, though. He's going to have to make some good throws. He's going to have to stay positive. He's going to have to be patient. And I'll tell you what else will help more than anything is a running game, where play action works. Play action only works when people really believe you can run the football, or play action's a joke. Might as well just do it against air if it's fake, because if they're going, that little fake you're doing to running back, we already know you guys can't run it, you're going to throw it. So a real running game would help things a lot for him off his play action fakes to hit guys. I love the tight end position. I think it's going to be really good. And I've listened to tell me, hey, we got some guys on the outside, they're getting better. I think like all of us, we just want to see it. Do they have some, they're good in a slot. Restrepo is fantastic. We got to get some guys on the outside.
You mentioned the offensive line, and clearly that's something that Mario Cristobal wants to build up here, Joe, and you mentioned the impact of having a running game. He's hit the transfer portal pretty hard, getting a couple of offensive linemen, one from UCF, one from Alabama. So how
both starters.
How much better do you think the offensive line can be this season, and can Miami establish a running game? Because it was an issue last year. They would try to run the ball in, you know, third and short situations and fourth and short situations and really struggled there. That to me will be a big difference this season if Miami can find a way to convert on those kinds of plays.
Yes. And listen, he's gone out. He's got 2 5-star offensive tackles. One's going to start. One's probably going to be a backup to start with, but will play. I expect he will play. You bring in a transfer, as you just mentioned, from Alabama, who's a really good football player. And you got a center from Central Florida that everybody's raving about coming in here who's going to play. Throwing Jalen Rivers coming back. And the other guys they have, they got some other big body guys. I can't help but think the offensive line. And listen, they got to play together. The only way you get together is 5 guys playing together a lot. Without a lot of injury and with the Heat probably needing a 6th and a 7th guy ready to go. But there's no reason that this thing can't be really deep. And the growing pains will come from the 2 young guys because they haven't played at the college level. But I expect because they've been so good that they'll be able to catch on real quickly. I'm really, really excited. So he's got the players he needs on the offensive line more so than any other position. That's Mario's stamp on that offensive line. Now we got to do it on the defensive line and at some other positions.
Joe Rose with us here on Hurricane Hotline. You mentioned the defensive line. I know you're a big fan of Reuben Hurricane Bain, who had 3 sacks in the spring game. Joe, a little bit about him.
He's got 3 sacks, whether you're watching him against IMG. He's got 3 sacks in a state championship game. He's always talking to Jason Taylor after practice, and I said the best defensive player today in the practice scrimmage that I was at on a Saturday, a couple weeks before the final scrimmage, I said, Reuben Bain was the best player I saw. And he goes, yeah. I said, that's not normal. He hasn't learned how to use his hands. He's an advanced dude. He's played at a high level at one of the best programs in the country. And you could argue Miami Central could have been, if not the best program in the country, two or three tops for sure, went to IMG and beat them. Incredible program, and he was the best player. And I am so excited because we don't see a true freshman come in that has this kind of talent playing against older guys in spring and chewing them up. He is, if he's 270 or 275, whatever, it's a strong, that is one tough, talented dude, man.
And then Key Mesidor, another guy on that D-line that could push for double-digit sacks this year. He's another guy that I know stood out to you last season.
Yeah, so that, listen, those guys are great. They're going to add on to this whole thing. The guys that have had success in this system. And again, what excites me most, not just about him and how good he can be, because he could easily be 10, 12, 13 sacks, a system that didn't make adjustments last year. When they were getting pounded, they got pounded the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't adjustments being made. I think one of the good things about the offensive and defensive coordinator, they've come from programs that aren't top 10 programs where you got to make adjustments against the big guys. You're constantly making adjustments because you realize you don't have the most talented teams. And these 2 guys can do it. And so I think until Mario gets this thing looking the way across the board he wants it to, what he had in Oregon, what he had as an assistant in Alabama, you need coaches that coach that way, that can make in-game adjustments and big ones. If they're attacking a certain area of your team, you got a Band-Aid. You can't go through the game and go, oh, well, that's all I've ever coached. I'm not saying that happened last year, but it might have.
You know, you got Jason Taylor over there as well, a guy you know very well. The impact that he can make on the defensive side of the football, the defensive line as well. And then how about him just in recruiting as well? I mean, you use that as a recruiting tool.
So I wasn't sure they were getting Jason Taylor to come back, to be honest. He's been offered a lot of jobs at both college and pro. And he's got two sons that are playing, one at Arizona, one at LSU, as a safety and as a tight end. Really good players. I didn't know. Obviously, he needs to work and wants to work. And he really wants to be. I've told people, like, what's this Jason Taylor? He wants to be a head football coach. That's his goal. But having this guy on that staff, buying into Mario, they got a great relationship, taking that job. And now he's going to be allowed to recruit. Is going to be big. He's going to be big with mom. It's going to be big with dad. It's going to be big with grandma and grandpa, aunt and uncle. And it's going to be big head coaches in these high schools. When Jason Taylor shows up, I'm curious to see how he likes it,
mm-hmm.
because he's going to be really, really good at it. I saw the reaction at the practice. I was really curious. And I spent a lot of time kind of watching him because he has been a good friend. Watching parents come up and go, hey, I love the way you're coaching my son. Stay on him. Hey, he's getting better. Thank you, coach. What do you think, coach? They know he's played at the highest level. He's a Hall of Famer coaching their kids. And they see his passion. He's not, you know, he's not looking for the next Hall of Fame gig. He likes coaching. He was a defensive coordinator at St. Thomas Aquinas for a few years, and I watched him on Sunday come in, and before we did our games, Dolphin games together on the radio, he was breaking down tape. He's in it, man. Players are calling him, texting him. He's getting back to him on things to work on. He's all in on this Canes thing, so you could tell when I talk about Jason, I get a little jacked up.
No, it's definitely reason to be jacked up. Joe Rose here with us on Hurricane Hotline. Talk a lot about recruiting, but how about the transfer portal between the Canes football team and the Canes basketball team? Miami seems to really have this thing figured out here as they just continue to make big additions. The basketball team at making a huge add. Matt Cleveland from FSU comes over. The football team, we know, Joe, has made some key additions as well. I think Miami has done a fantastic job utilizing this transfer portal and finding guys who can come in and play right away.
Well, nobody's done it better than Jim Larrañaga. Let's start there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's one guy or two guys, I mean, he literally knows what he wants him to look like. Whatever he loses, he's got another guy coming in, and getting Cleveland from Florida State is a great grab. And I know you were did the game when on the big comeback on how good he was. He's going to be a monster on that basketball team with what they have coming back, Omir and Pack, and that's going to be a good group. I'm looking forward to that. Now, Mario's in a little different situation at transfer portal. The problem is, like high school recruiting, the transfer portal, all the big guys are going after the same guys.
Mm-hmm.
And USC looks to be doing a lot of winning right now out on the West Coast with what they've done. So Mario's going to keep going after guys to upgrade what he inherited, mostly, to try to upgrade those positions and until he gets what he wants. I think the big thing right now, he was looking for a big, fast wide receiver on the outside that had played a little bit of football and a defensive tackle. But I think Mario feels pretty good about this group of guys because the guys are coming in know what they're getting into now.
Do you like the current system as it is, or do you feel like this is too much like free agency every offseason?
I hate it. I hate that you can basically be a free agent every year. Hell, you can't be a free agent every year in the NFL.
No. Do you limit the amount of transfers?
Yes.
Do you want guys to sit out? What would be the easy fix to that if you were going to make a change?
I hate the fact, and you know this goes back to the whole thing about quitting, but I... Now, saying this, there's another part to it that coaches are guilty of. They're running some of these guys out.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real honest. Hey, you play for the other coach, you're never going to play for me. So if you want to keep playing, you might want to transfer.
Sounds like Deion Sanders.
Well, yeah, but I think they're all doing that.
Yeah.
I think Mario had a pretty good idea. Like, there's about 15 of you here, 20 ain't going to play for me ever again. You need to transfer. You want to stay around for spring, but so you're going to get that. But I don't like the fact that you can basically be in a different school four or five times. It drives drives me nuts. It's too much. Now, if coach is running them out, and you can sign it, but you know, I would like guys, if it doesn't look good the first time, take a real serious look at getting playing time. Make sure and check in. And there's nothing wrong with going to smaller schools. There's nothing wrong. Not everybody has to be a big-time Division I player. It's all right to go to some of those smaller schools. North Dakota State's done a real good job with it.
Well, Joe, by the time our eight seeds are finished with their run, it'll be just about time for football season.
Can't wait.
We're looking forward to it here at University of Miami. Hopefully able to turn things around this year. Joe, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Man, this is great. This is fun, Woody. When I know expectations are a lot higher for the basketball team and for the football team, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. We will continue our Hurricanes football discussion on the other side here. Alex Dono, the host of the Locked On Canes podcast, will join us as we have plenty more to come here. You're listening to Hurricane Hotline on WQAM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.